AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. With Canada's retaliatory tariffs hitting hundreds of U.S. products at rates of 15, 25, or 50%, the White House is further escalating the trade war, saying the U.S. will ban dairy products, most alcoholic beverages, and motorcycles from Canada.
Canada has consistently proposed long-term partnerships.
Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Well, the U.S. has too often demanded short-term transactions.
The U.S. military says it's destroyed five Iranian oil tankers in response to the latest attacks on its warships. Tehran then hit back, releasing footage of what its military says is missiles being fired towards U.S. targets in Jordan. Video from there showed missiles being intercepted. And Jordan's military says its air defense systems intercepted 18. No reports of casualties. Meanwhile, Saga Magani reports President Trump says the nation is renewing a solemn promise as the 25th anniversary of 9/11 approaches.
It was bright and sunny this morning here in Washington, a September Tuesday, a lot like the one a quarter century ago, just outside the White House.
We will never forget.
The president was on the Ellipse with first responders and troops before him, and behind him, a steel beam recovered from the World Trade Center that's been touring the nation.
This battered piece of steel here today on the Ellipse is a reminder that America is blessed with a strength no fire can consume, no evil can conquer, and no terror can destroy.
The event kicked off a week-long commemoration of the attack's anniversary. The president will speak Friday at the Pentagon. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And in New Hampshire's primaries, Republicans have chosen John Sununu and Democrats Chris Pappas as their nominees in the race for U.S. Senate. Sununu was ousted from the Senate in 2008 by the now retiring Senator Jeanne Shaheen. This is AP News. If you're a snake, a literal snake, do you really have to audition for the role?
Almost every performer for New York's Metropolitan Opera must audition for the part, and that includes the snake that will briefly take center stage in an upcoming performance of Mozart's Così fan tutte.
Ruby.
No, Ruby, a ball python, did not get the part.
I tend to stay away from ball pythons because if they get spooked, they really just...
Zoe Ziegfeld, who plays the role of a snake charmer in the opera, decides which snake wins the role.
I ended up at the Met because I had been snake charming at the Coney Island Circus sideshow.
And then came Princess, a yellow peach-colored boa constrictor.
She is a great length for me, but maybe a little too heavy.
In the end, Princess did get the part.
She's lovely.
I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.